Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Social by Matthew D. Lieberman. Sophie, is it true we've been sold a lie about human nature?
Hi there, Sam. So glad you asked. The book is a total game changer. Lieberman is a neuroscientist who says the whole idea that we're rational, self-interested individuals is fundamentally wrong. We're wired for connection before anything else.
So it's not just that we're selfish sometimes. The brain itself is designed to be social. Even when we think we're resting, it's busy thinking about other people.
Exactly. There's this thing called the default network. For years, scientists called it the task negative network because it turned off when you focused on a task. But it's not idle. It's the social part of your brain doing constant mentalizing.
Mentalizing, that's the ability to understand what someone else is thinking. And it's not a high-level skill, it's a compulsion. The brain has dedicated circuits for it.
Right. And that's why social pain is real pain. The same brain regions that process the distress of physical pain light up when you're rejected. Studies even show Tylenol can ease that sting.
That's amazing. So being excluded literally hurts like being injured. And that makes sense because back in the day, being kicked out of the tribe meant death.
Exactly. So our need to belong is a biological need, as fundamental as hunger and thirst. And this changes everything we thought about learning.
Okay, learning. The standard idea is that we're like computers storing information. But Lieberman says we learn best when we learn from someone we like and trust.
The social brain enhances memory. A great teacher isn't just delivering facts, they're building a relationship that primes your brain to absorb those facts. That's why relationships matter in education.
So instead of just testing individuals, schools should do more collaborative learning, because the social context is the gateway to learning.
And the same holds for persuasion. We're not convinced by raw data or strong arguments alone. We're convinced by people we trust. When you hear a good argument from someone you distrust, your brain's pain network can actually activate.
That's crazy. So you literally feel a bit of pain when you disagree with someone you don't like. The most effective way to change someone's mind is to connect with them first.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That old saying is backed by neuroscience.
Then there's self-control. This is the part that got me. We think of willpower as this internal battle between reason and desire. But the book says the ultimate source of self-control is social.
Social self-control. We regulate our behavior because we don't want to disappoint the people we care about. It's not about being watched, it's about having internalized the values of our group.
So making those values part of your identity. That's why a teenager who feels connected to a family that values education will study. Not because they're forced, but because it's who they are.
And that's much more powerful than compliance. It's identification. You do it because it's part of yourself, not because you have to.
And that ties into the last big idea. The self is not this isolated, independent thing. Our sense of who we are is built from how we think others see us.
The brain doesn't have a separate self region. The same circuits we use to think about others are used to think about ourselves. So we find ourselves in connection, not in isolation.
That's both profound and a little unsettling. Rejection doesn't just hurt, it threatens your entire identity.
And that's why social pain is so damaging. It's not just being sad, it's a biological alarm saying something's wrong with your social bonds.
So what does this mean for everyday life? Companies should invest in team building, not as a frill, but as the foundation of productivity.
And schools should prioritize social and emotional learning. Because if the social brain is the gateway to everything else, then caring for your students is the most effective curriculum.
Also, we should watch how we treat people. A black look or ignoring someone isn't just rude, it's causing them real pain.
But the book is optimistic. It says our deepest instinct is cooperation. Our greatest strength is collective intelligence, not individual genius.
So, for me, the takeaway is that connection is not a nice to have. It's the most intelligent thing our brains can do.
And if you want to dive deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Social reminds us that a life well lived is a life in connection. We'll see you in the next one.